As environmental concerns grow and economic conditions continue to be difficult, more and more businesses are turning to the concept of sustainability as a business model. But what is sustainability? Is sustainability an effective business strategy? George Wilkes and Barb Levine, owners of the Angry Trout Cafe, will be making a presentation on sustainable business practices and effective business strategy for the North Shore Marketplace at the Cook County Business Network Luncheon on Wednesday, March 30th. They join us in the studio now to talk a little bit about how they use sustainable business practices in their business. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. So, tell us, how did you get your business started?
Well, we're with the Angry Trout Cafe.
Yes.
I'm not sure if that was mentioned.
Yes.
But we were actually a sailboat charter business. And then it was kind of like we looked around and, boy, duh, this would be a good place for a restaurant. So I actually started, I think I was nuking bratwurst and selling popcorn for a while.
In 1988, I believe.
Yeah, 1988.
First years. Yeah. And then as we... You know, it just grew from there, and in the early 90s, we started getting into this idea of sustainability and incorporating that into the restaurant.
And once again, it was kind of like, there we are on the edge of Lake Superior, and who's right next door? Harley Tofty. So, maybe we should serve local fish. It was sort of an obvious choice there, too.
Yeah, and I remember that it was almost more like a little stand initially. I remember some pop machines and some that sort of thing in there, and just a small little counter. And I don't believe there was even a place to sit down at that point, was there?
Maybe outside. Picnic tables kind of things, yeah.
And over the years, we've watched it grow and grow and grow. What was the vision behind it? I mean, what was there different stages that propelled you to do different things?
Oh, yeah. We started small, and we just kind of grew organically, step at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, like Barb said, we recognized the suitability of serving fresh fish. Then from there, we started to get into incorporating other local elements into the restaurant, other local foods, wild rice, maple syrup. We make about 17 things out of maple syrup. and then also using local artisans for, you know, making tables and chairs and other fixtures in the restaurant.
Which brings me to my next question, and it's partially answered. What makes a business sustainable?
Well, darn, I knew you'd ask that. and really, to get into that, you need to kind of define what we mean by sustainability. And, you know, that's a pretty simple idea that our society needs to be successful environmentally, socially, and economically. And by parsing it into those three categories, you emphasize the interrelationship between those categories. And kind of a neat little analogy for that is the three-legged stool, where a successful society is supported by environmental leg, a social leg, and an economic leg. And, of course, you need all three of those to support the stool. And the reason that sustainability is important now today is because one of those legs is not doing so well, and that's the environmental leg. And it's important to realize that there's really been a fundamental and massive change, really, in the relationship between our civilization and the Earth's natural systems just over the last 5 or 6 decades. And the three factors that have really driven that are that our population, we now have almost 7 billion people on the Earth, and it's doubled since 1966. And the second factor is that we have more powerful technologies for extracting resources and producing waste. And the third factor is that there are more people of sufficient affluence to take advantage of those technologies, not just here in the United States, but also in developing areas such as China and India. So all those three factors kind of work together, and the result is that more and more people are recognizing that our current way of doing things is unsustainable. So sustainability is really a reaction to that recognition of a growing unsustainability in our society. So, 100 years ago or even 50 years ago, nobody thought that we could overfish the oceans or that we might threaten our rainforests or even that we might change the composition of our atmosphere. Human society just didn't have the capacity for that. So that's kind of sustainability 101. And, a sustainable business, I mean, there's not really such thing as a sustainable business.
Yeah, we're not preaching. We're just trying.
Mm-hmm. Well, a little bit.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that, we don't do right or can't do right. But it's kind of, you know, anytime we try to go to buy something or making decisions, where does that stuff come from? We're just trying to be a little more thoughtful about how we do things and where we get things. So
yeah, it's a step-by-step process where you try to, you know, incorporate as much environmental and social responsibility into your business in our case, but you can also do this. I mean, other people, everybody is doing this to some extent into their home or institution.
We're speaking with Barb Levine and George Wilkes, owners of the Angry Trout Cafe, about sustainable business practices. You mentioned the three-legged stool and talked about the environment being one of the shorter legs right now, possibly. Yeah. Economically, too, there's been some issues lately, but I don't know that our community has been that affected lately.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know. The cool thing about the idea of using sustainability, at least in our business, is that it's been successful. And I think one of the reasons the business has been successful is, one, the location. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We can't forget that. But two, I think people like coming to a place where they can have their kids eat the food and they know it's good for them. They look around and there's so many people who've contributed cool things to that place. The tables and chairs, the salt and pepper shakers, the outdoor chairs and tables. You know, it's just, they look around and it's a place that's not like any other place. And so just this idea of trying to buy local, it's been a good business practice. It's made it a really interesting place to just come and look around.
Challenges of creating or maintaining a business like this, or surprises that you've had along the way as you've moved in this direction?
Well, certainly cost is an issue. I mean, anytime you're buying things that are handmade, it's going to cost more. High-quality food, sustainably produced food that's local or organic or small farm produced, that's always a little more expensive. And so you really have to be careful about that. Of course, you hopefully make the case to your customer that it's worth paying that premium. And usually it's not too much. I think we calculated that the cost for wind power electricity equaled about 0.2 cents per herring sandwich over the course of a year. So some things aren't that bad.
And one of the failures up here is that we just can't get food. I mean, we still mm-hmm. get a lot of food from California. Or mm-hmm. And that's one thing we'd really like to be involved in, is encouraging more local food production. But that's a failure. I think also our energy use, you know, we burn propane. It would be, we're working on some solar.
That's a challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a challenge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still things to work on.
Exactly. Well, you're going to be making a presentation at the Cook County Business Network luncheon on Wednesday.
Is it the 30th?
Yes.
I believe? Yeah.
11:30 to 1 p.m. And that's going to be at Cascade Lodge Restaurant. Anything else you want to share about what people might be learning at the luncheon? Or?
Well, I suppose there'd just be a lot more talk like this. So
sure.
If you found this at all interesting, we'll go into this in more detail. And I think it'll be a nice informal setting where, you know, we can have discussions and get into sustainability, you know, and in relation to business in a little more detail.
Barb Levine, George Wilkes, owners of the Angry Trout Cafe. They have a luncheon coming up, a Cook County Business Network luncheon, in which they'll be speaking about sustainable business practices. And again, this Wednesday, 11:30 to 1 p.m., you can register at Cook County Higher Ed or go to highered@boreal.org. Thank you.